Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Now, I've been telling you that I'm going to bring you Made in America companies and products, and we are doing that. We are on a mission. And this is a new one that has joined us on board, and it's called McCall's Candles. Now, I didn't get this out of Roger Simmermaker's book. Most of them I've been pulling out of his book, going back and trying to find them, and unfortunately, some of those companies are no longer with us. But this company, they're stationed out of California, the state of, but their factory, I guess that's what you'd call it, is in Tipton, Missouri. So McCall's Candles is a family-owned, made-in-the-USA company. It's founded by Dan McCall and his mother, Dee McCall, in the early 1900s as a wood manufacturer for the toll painting industry. McCall's Country Canning entered the world of candle making and became McCall's Candles when they decided to manufacture manufacture our own candles, they said, to put in a new candle box for our toll customers. Our first candles were presented in an old-fashioned paint can with handles. However, most gift and retail stores had a desire for jar candles. After months of trial and error, a country jar candle with rustic metal lid embossed with McCall's Country Canning logo was developed. Orders soon exceeded production. He was telling me the story, so I'm going to kind of let up on this story because I want Dan to share this story with you. Now, his mother, Dee McCall, has passed away, and Dan and his family are still running McCall's Candles, and like I said, they have the factory right here in Missouri, in Tipton, Missouri, not far from California, Missouri. We welcome Dan this morning. Dan, how are you doing?
Good morning, Beth Ann. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I heard you've had a busy couple of days there in Tipton.
Yeah, it's fourth quarter, and we're a fourth quarter company. We're busy all year, but fourth quarter, it gets a little crazy, and I actually am in the factory right now helping out with production because it's crazy. So trying to keep up.
Yeah, trying to keep up stuff. Is that because of the holidays? Is that why you call it the fourth quarter? Is it the holidays that kind of pick it up a little bit?
They pick it up a lot. a lot of companies or a lot of people say, you're going to get busy around December. It's like, no, December we're slow. The holidays start for us usually about August. Mm-hmm. September's crazy. October is nuts. And November is busy, not as busy as October. And then December we start slowing down because, you know, if you have stores are gearing up right now. If you go into any retail store, I mean, Halloween's up in August, you know.
Oh, yes.
So Christmas is already, you know, we're in full swing of Christmas, actually.
Yeah, I've been to Hobby Lobby.
Yeah.
They've got it all there right now.
Yeah, it's amazing. I go into Home Depot and it's, you know, July or August and they got Halloween stuff up. It just gets earlier and earlier every year.
It is.
They got to get the product on the shelf. And so, you know, you got ship times, you got lead times, and we're so busy right now that, you know, you got to allow at least 10 days for shipping. So it's
candles.
Crazy.
Candles are a staple in the fall, I think, because
you
want your home to kind of smell warm and cozy. And so in the fall, you kind of bring out all the, of course, fall lasts very, it's not a very long season. It's a great season, but it's very short.
I wish it was. Everybody loves fall. I
mean, everybody fall loves fall.
Yeah, and every, you know, place is usually really pretty in the fall, but, you know, the kids are back to school. That's when we start picking up. When the kids go back to school, you know, the moms start nesting and they start decorating and they start, you know, having more time to get the house in order. So that's when candle sales really pick up. And, that's when retail really picks up. It's a good time of year.
And kids notice the candles. My kids are in school.
I think everyone notices when you walk in because you don't have to see it.
Yes, because I was,
because you can smell it.
Years and years and years ago when I was at home, and I was working, but I was home this one day, and I was, as you call it, nesting, and I brought out a candle that smelled like apple pie, and I had it burning, and my boys came home from school, and he goes, oh, Mom, are you baking an apple pie? And I looked at him, I go, no. Oh, my gosh, he said, that candle makes me want apple pie. So the kids noticed.
All you needed was a candle that smelled like vanilla ice cream, and they would have been, I guess, been totally satisfied.
I don't know. Anyway, I ended up baking an apple pie in the next couple of days.
Right. Yeah.
I had to get them satisfied. But we do want to hear the story. I know I shared just a little bit of it. But your story when you were talking about how you got into this and the fact that your mother was an artist and you're an artist. And that's I want my listeners to hear that story. It's not just all about candles. I know we're going to sell candles, but it's how you got to this.
Well, I'll tell you, I never would have thought growing up on career day that I was going to be a candle maker. That wasn't in the plans. And like a lot of American companies, you fall into it. It's just, it's an accident is what it is. And, you know, we were in, like you said, on the bio, we were a toll painting. It's, I don't know if a lot of people have heard of toll painting, but, we were making boxes. We were basically a box company.
Mm-hmm.
My mom was an artist and she would paint on these boxes and we'd sell the boxes. And actually a local artist that's not too far from here that lives in Otterville, her name is Diana Markham. She came to us and said, I need a box that fits a village candle, which was a square candle. And so we said, okay. So we designed it for her. And we stocked them. We stocked, like, you know, a big stock back then was, you know, 100, 200 boxes. And we got some complaints saying, hey, that, you know, your box, it's too small because the candle will not fit in the box. Well, not knowing anything about, you know, glass and tolerances and all that kind of stuff, we thought, well, maybe they switched suppliers, it's too big. So we got online and started looking for a supplier of this typical jar or this kind of jar so we could pour our candle ourselves because we don't want to throw away all this inventory. We had 200 pieces, you know, at that time that was a big inventory.
Yeah, big inventory.
And we got online and we started looking around and pretty soon we saw some, you know, paint cans. We thought, you know, a candle would be really neat in a paint can. And so all of our boxes had handles on them. That was our niche. So we said, well, let's put a handle in this paint can, and we'll pour our own candles. And to make a long story short, it just took off like crazy. It did a couple of trade shows and did, you know, numbers that it was unimaginable, the numbers we were doing. But the problem is when it went to a store, we were actually pounding the lids on, you know, the paint can lid on the paint can, the candles. And people, they wouldn't sell when they got to the stores because people couldn't smell them. That's how naive we were in the business.
In the candle
business. You can't smell a candle, no one's going to sell it. So our sales were incredible at first, but our reorders were in the tank. So we thought, well, we got to do something. We got to come out with a jar candle so people know what they are because the paint can, you don't know what's in it. You know, it's just, is it paint? Is it, what is it? So we decided to come out with a jar candle, but we wanted to keep our handle on the candle, on the jar. But, you know, we didn't know how to do that. We didn't know how to attach it. So my mom collected antiques, and one day we saw, you know, we were walking around the house or whatever. We saw this milk jug that had a strap on it, and it had this handle attached. So I thought, well, maybe we could put a strap around a jar candle. And that's how easy it was. I mean, just not easy, but it just hit us.
Well, I guess I'm curious how you started even making the candles to pour in there, because we're going to talk about that when we come back. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Dan McCall of McCall's Candles. You can visit the website. Well, go to my website and click on All American Market and then look for McCall's Candles, and you will help CSE Talk Radio out there, an affiliate with us now, and we are going to sell some candles and make your house nice and cozy and warm. 877-895-5410 is the number to call if you have a question for Dan, and we will be right back. Made in America is more than a slogan, it's a brand we should all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing, the only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America. Liberty Tabletop creates a high-quality flatware with a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bring America home with Liberty Tabletop. Visit my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 1-844-386-2338. LibertyTabletop.com. Use the promo code BethAnn.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free. And I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168 now and use promo code BethAnn to take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st, so don't delay. Order now by calling 1-800-978-6168 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BethAnn. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and BethAnn help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and BethAnn are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to PSC Talk Radio. We're talking to a new affiliate that we have, McCall's Candles. And Dan McCall is with us today. And when we were going into the break, he was telling us about how they came to make candles. They didn't start out making candles. So when you had to kind of switch gears to help compensate for these boxes that you needed to sell, all of a sudden you're going to go into the candle business. Well, how were you set up that you could just get that started? Because you have to get all the ingredients and everything to get going on a candle. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, it was before the internet, so you couldn't Google stuff. You couldn't just
you had to figure it out.
You
huh?
You just couldn't YouTube something on how to make a candle. So it was a lot of trial and error, and I made some good friends and I'm not good friends, but just made some contacts in the candle industry. And you know, any supplier wants to help you because the more you succeed, the more you're going to buy or purchase. Mm-hmm. So I made some contacts, and you know, I had no idea what the percentages of fragrance should go into, you know, a candle. You're guessing. And I'm pretty good. I mean, what I'm best at is I'm kind of a wrench turner, is what they call them. I mean, I'm good at figuring things out. So I'm mechanically inclined, I guess you could say. That's kind of what, you know, I was good at. So I made our first pouring machine out of a wooden box and a diaphragm pump, what they call it. It was almost like, just picture like almost like a gas pump. It was a nozzle, pouring everything by hand, individually. and then the busier we got, we couldn't keep up. So we needed a pouring machine. And so we, a big purchase was a pouring machine, bought that, and it just kept growing from there. It was just trial and error, and, you know, testing wicks. There's so much, you know, you don't think about it goes into a candle. It's testing wicks.
Yeah.
Every fragrance usually takes a different wick. Everyone thinks, well, you just put, you know, a standard wick in there. There are literally probably 10, maybe 5,000 different kind of wick types.
There's goodness. I thought you were going to say 100 or 50.
No, there's different sizes. There's cotton core. There's paper core. There is zinc core, which people think if they see metal inside of a wick that it's lead. It is not, because that's illegal in the United States. If it comes out of China, they can put a lead core into a wick. But no, if you see a metal inside a wick, it's usually it has to be a zinc core.
Another reason to buy made in USA.
That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
So there's different weaves. There's so many manufacturers out there. There's got to be 20 or 30 manufacturers out there, and they all have, you know, 10, 20 different lines of wick. So it was just trial and error, and, you know, double wick, single wick, it's triple wick. You can be overwhelmed on, you know, you just don't put a wick in a candle. And a lot of people said, I used to make candles with crayons and, you know, we stick a wick in there. And back in the day. But it's a lot more than that. You just can't do that. Everyone wants a clean burning candle.
And crayons don't smell very pretty either.
No, they don't. No. No. So, you want a clean burning candle that's going to not tunnel. And tunneling is where it just burns down to the center, and you don't get the sides melted of a container candle, and that's not a good value. You want it to burn evenly all the way down, and with good fragrance throw, with low sooting. There's a lot to it. It's a science.
I would imagine that it is, and I was going to ask. There's different kinds of. You hear about the soy candles, and then they're just regular mm-hmm. wax candles, and you're mentioning all the different wicks. That some of them come with these little wood wicks, so they make a little crackling noise, so people think they're sitting in front of a fire. There's just all kinds of things. I didn't know if you have any of those or not, but I just know that there's a lot.
No. No, we don't do the wood wicks, but we do, you know, double wicks and single wick, and we're coming out with a triple wick soy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it soy is a buzzword. A lot of people like the word soy because they think it's natural, and it is. Any candle will, if you don't trim the wick, if you don't burn
the
candle correctly, you can leave soot. You want to trim the wick. You always want to do that. You don't want to burn it out of sight. And, you know, one of the biggest candle manufacturers in the world, I don't have to mention their name, but they always say quarter inch, you know, trim your wick a quarter inch long, and that's way too long. And on our candles, we say, look at the flame. You don't want a flame over 3/4 inch, because the longer the flame, the more you're going to get any kind of sooting. And some people are like, well, I'm not going to burn a paraffin candle because, you know, there's carcinogens. And I said, well, then you shouldn't fry bacon in your house. Or cook in your house because, I mean, there's
all got it.
There's carcinogens in anything that you're going to bake or fry in your house. So, you know, there's, of course, we're based in California and it's kind of nuts out there. As far as people want to burn candles, they want soy, but so anything will soot if you don't.
Yeah, I was going to say soy. The big thing with that, we were told that it didn't leave any soot on the ceiling. That if you'd be shocked. They always said if you saw how much soot was on your ceiling, if you've been burning candles, and I know that is true to some degree. People usually repaint and clean anyway every couple of years. So.
Well, but, if you burn a candle correctly, and you know, as long as you're not buying an import, a lot of import candles will really soot a lot. You know, I had a grandmother that lived to almost 100, and she was probably my biggest fan.
Yeah.
And she'd burn a candle every day in her house and underneath a cabinet that was not very high. But
no.
I could walk into her house and run my fingers under that cabinet, and there was no soot because she always trimmed the wick.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't matter if it was a soy candle or a paraffin candle. There's a responsibility, you just can't light something and forget it for 12 hours and not expect. You
and
know,
you said the quarter inch is still a little too long. You need to get it under that.
Yeah, we sell a wick trimmer that we didn't invent, but another candle company, or not, excuse me, a wick trimmer.
Okay.
I guess company came out with, but it works pretty good. It's got a little, it almost looks like a golf club with a clipper on it, and it just leaves, you know, it trims it just about right. It's about 1/8 of an inch, and that's where you want to keep a wick trim to, is about 1/8 of an inch.
Well, I'm guilty of not trimming them enough, so I better get home and trim my wick.
Yeah, I'll walk in, and I don't care, I'll walk into anybody's house or party, and I'll like,
start trimming wicks. You know, I worked at a card shop one time.
No matter who it is, I'm like, those wicks are too long, and I'll start trimming, and I'm just, you know, it's what I see when I walk in, or when I watch movies, I'm like, those wicks gotta go.
But it's kind of like, yeah. I worked in a card shop for a while, in a Hallmark shop, and if I look at cards and I see them disheveled, you know, I have to start putting them back in order.
So you kind of get caught
up in these things. Now, I want to congratulate you. Your 20-year anniversary is this year. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Absolutely.
1998.
Yeah. And you're doing something special for that. Before we let you go, I know you got things to do and you don't want to stay the whole show. So what have you got going for specials on that?
Well, we are, any that orders our candles, they get a free candle holder. And anybody wants to visit the shop that's in Tipton. Mm-hmm. And if they don't know where it is, everyone in this area probably knows where the big black 8-ball water tower is. We are actually right underneath that water tower. We're in the black building. This is McCall's Candles. So we encourage people to visit the store and also go to your website and order. But it's a free candle holder with every purchase.
All right. Say that again so they can hear it again. I'm going to let them know. Tipton's on Highway 50, the old 50. You can go on Highway 50 like you're going to go to Sedalia, and it's right there. So for those who are listening in Missouri, for those that are listening in Florida and California and Illinois and all that, they don't know what we're talking about, but you can go to the website. So tell them again what they're going to get.
They're going to get a free candle holder with every purchase, and it fits our classic and our double wick line. So anybody goes in the shop or orders from your website, we'll get a free candle holder.
Awesome. Awesome. When you go on the website and you place an order, be sure to use the promo code Bethann for the sale items. Those don't work as far as getting credit here, but you can still buy. It just doesn't get credit here for the sale, but we want you to buy McCall's Candles. We want you to buy Made in the USA. And you, Dan, you've taught me a lot this morning, so I've learned a little bit, and I am going to be coming up there. I want to come when you guys are in town, but I'm going to come up there, and I'm going to visit and do a little shopping.
We encourage you to visit the store. It's a beautiful store, and we've got a couple girls running it, Linda and Rhoda. They do a great job, and you know, if you go there and smell and take out the button line or the candle bars, the reeds. But it gives you a chance to go in there and smell every candle. And I believe, I got to check, I think we're offering 20% off if you go to the store as well. But I also encourage people to go to your website and...
Wherever you go, buy McCall's Candles. We want credit here at the store, but it's all about selling candles. So let's see. I do have your 800 number. It's 1-800-396-0332. That's 1-800-396-0332. And Dan's got to go... He's got to go pour some candles. So, Dan, we're so glad you came. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me on.
You're welcome. We'll do it again here in another month. All right. Thank you. We're going into a break. We're going to change topic. Guess where we're going? Oh, yeah. Back to politics. 877-895-5410. And they don't smell as pretty as a candle. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record. And I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow. But don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code Beth Ann. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I really hate to keep talking about this same topic all the time because that's what everybody else is doing. My, you know, late boss told me, you know, try to do something that everybody else isn't talking about. But I'm going to tell you what, this is urgent. I mentioned this yesterday. November is urgent. Now, I have lots of friends who are Democrats. And I think we all, including Republicans, we take politics as just, oh, it's just politics. But it's not that anymore. When you have a party that's claiming socialism, you're in trouble. They're taking an oath to the Constitution of the United States, and yet they're legislating socialistic laws and ideas and bureaucratic ideas, and it's infiltrated into the bureaucracy of this nation. On the other hand, we're going to look at these Republicans, and we call them rhinos. They're globalists. Now, I saw a gentleman interviewed last night. He used to be with the National Football League, and he has written a book, and I want to get a hold of him. He has written a book about this nation and what's happening to it. So when he was talking about the National Football League, when he was talking about football and the sports arena, he said, well, they're just like everyone else. They don't want to concentrate on nationalism. They want to concentrate on globalism. That's part of the socialist group as well, and the rhinos. And it's all about money. It's always about money. And, you know, socialism always works until you run out of somebody else's money. And the hatred towards this judge, Judge Kavanaugh, is unfounded. He is not, I am 102% sure he is not guilty of all these accusations. Now, last night, they were accusing him. Somebody had seen him get drunk when he was in college, and he threw an ice cube at somebody. Really, this is what we've become. Now, if these allegations of sexual assault were true, I would say get rid of him in a heartbeat. But I don't think they're true. And I think they have literally crucified a man who's innocent for their agendas, for their socialistic, globalistic agenda and power and money. And I was reading things today, and I have one here. Most of you, many of you, I know I have a lot of veterans that listen to the show. A lot of Korean veterans and a lot of Vietnam War veterans. My brother was in here yesterday, and this all upsets him. He's a Marine in Vietnam. Well, Jane Fonda, also known as Hanoi Jane, she says if President Donald Trump fires Mueller, that the people in the United States should get in the streets and shut the country down. Now, why would we listen to Hanoi Jane? This Mueller investigation has already been exposed for what it is. It's, for lack of a better word, trumped up allegations. These people have gone on and on and on. You cannot like his politics. You cannot like the man personally. That's okay. But do you love your country? Do you like liberty, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, prosperity? Do you want to be able to make a living the way you want to make a living? And maybe you're saying, now, Beth, come on, we're all doing that now. Are you? I think I shared with you this several years ago, and I was going to actually open with it. But this was it made an impression on me as a young girl. And it's the book, and it's also been made into a movie and remade into a movie, The Man Without a Country. Now, when I was in junior high, they marched us all down. You know how you walk single file in the hallway all down to the library. By the way, if any of my classmates are listening, that was at Pittman Junior High. They walked us down to the library, and they said, we have a movie for you to watch. Well, yeah, you can get out of class. We were all for that. But this movie made an impression on me as a young girl. The Man Without a Country is by Edward Everett Hale. It's a fictitious novel, and it made an impression on me. The movie has since been redone. And if you don't know the story, check it out. Check out the novel or go find the movie somewhere. When I was searching for a copy of the book, back when I wrote this article back in July of 2000 when I was working for Derry Brownfield, and I had a little article in his newspaper called The Chronicle that was called Thoughts from Beth's Desk. When I was searching for a copy of the book, to refresh my memory of the story, I went to an internet site. There was a person's review of the book describing it as another example of cruelty and injustice in the United States. Knowing that the story was only fiction, I pretty much don't share the gentleman's opinion. It is fiction. Nothing like this has ever really happened. But today I'm wondering if it should happen. I perceived the story to be an extreme example depicting how important our homeland should be to us, and that we should always choose our words carefully. And also, I'm going to reiterate right here, and it tells later in this article and in the book, how important God is to this nation and to the individual persons. The story takes place in the young United States, still struggling and still growing. I'm thinking maybe we still are. An older officer persuades the younger Philip Nolan to join him in a treasonous plot or militia against the United States. Details of the act are not a main focus of the novel, but as Nolan was tried to given a distance to speak, but as Nolan was It said, but as Nolan has tried and given chance to speak and defend his faithfulness to his country in anger, he cursed the United States. So when he went on trial, they gave him an opportunity to speak for the country, and instead he cursed it. And he stated that he wished he would never hear of the United States again. Consequently, the court granted him his wish and condemned him to a life at sea, a life without a country, a man without a country. It was decreed that no one should ever mention any news from home in his presence. Newspapers and mail were censored in articles. I guess they scratched them out. Is that what they call them, redacted? They scratched them out. Nothing of the United States, or they were cut out, and he was forbidden to see anything. He would never again step foot on the land. No maps, no news. He was never again to see, hear, or read of the United States of America. The story continues to describe a personal consequences of Philip Nolan's penalty. He eventually regretted his words. Remember that, regretted. He regretted his words and longed to hear of home. He grew to love his country more than any other person could love a country. Although his story is fiction, it gives us today reason to wonder, just what does the United States of America mean to each one of us? We are spoiled people, enjoying the fruits and the sacrifices made of our founding fathers. Well, we'll stop there because I hear the music. We're going into a break. So, what does the United States of America mean to you today? There's a lot of screaming, a lot of cursing, a lot of things being said and done. But when it comes down to you one-on-one, personally, what does this nation mean to you? It is not without fault. But what does your country and your God mean to you? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. Go get your cup of coffee, and we'll be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting shooting zombies here, this is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
Made in America is more than a slogan, it's a brand we should all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing, the only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America. Liberty Tabletop creates a high-quality flatware with a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bring America home with Liberty Tabletop. Visit my website, csctalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 1-844-386-2338. LibertyTabletop.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. If you want to join me, if you have something you want to talk about, not free for all, but regarding the emotional state of this nation and where your heart is. Now, I understand we're all different ages. We're all coming from different places. I live in a flyover state, totally different from living in Florida or New York or Maryland or D.C., or state of California, or Montana, it's different. But it takes all of us to make these 50 states. And while we cannot like things that are being legislated, while we can disagree on things, it's gone beyond that. It's way farther than that. Now, the fictitious story of Nolan. It said, Nolan not only longed for his beloved country, this was after years. He spent his life out on the boat now. He became a devoted man of God. He found strength and comfort reading and studying his Bible. 56 years, the man without a country lived on a vessel at sea. He had a lot of time to study and to ponder. He became a type of mentor to the younger men, and they respected him. When he was breathing his last, he begged to hear and know what had become of the United States. Fulfilling a dying man's request, his friend attempted to bring him up to date. Nolan asked for his prayer book and requested his favorite. For ourselves and our country, O gracious God, we thank thee that, notwithstanding our manifold transgressions of thy holy laws, thou hast continued to us thy marvelous kindness. Instead of love for a country, we the people, here right now, have developed love for money. We are a greedy people. We want what we want, and we don't think about the future generations. So we seem to be content to be slaves to socialism, to have the government in charge. I went on in this article to even talk about the trade. We were fine and dandy with the trade if it suited us. If you could make another dime, another buck, turn another buck. But it ended up crashing on us, as we were told it would. We were warned by Ross Perot, you know, we're going to hear that sucking sound in all the jobs in America. Hanoi Jane, she said, "I will go to my grave regretting that," talking about her behavior during the Vietnam War. Yet, she is still fighting this country with her communist ways. So she doesn't really regret it. She regrets what it did to her reputation. But when she's telling people in a speech, "We have to get in the streets, nobody should work, we should shut down the country, just shut it down," if President Trump fires Mueller, are they truly clueless of the truth? Can they not see the setting up of a man they did not want to win an election, yet the people voted him in? You can say now, Beth, it was the Electoral College. Yes, it was, but that is the people. He won the majority of states. That's what that's about. That's protecting the flyover states. That's protecting the areas that aren't huge, huge, big cities, so that they could dictate over the farm, over the ranch, over other things. Lie after lie after lie, and they keep coming. There's a letter from some woman that she refuses to sign. She signed it Jane Doe. You cannot. When people send letters to me and emails to me and they refuse to put their name on them, I don't look at them. I trash them. So if you're one that is doing that, I'm not looking at them. I'm trashing them. If you aren't woman enough, man enough to stand behind your words, I'm not going to put anything to them. I'm not going to give them any credit. A Man Without a Country was a fictitious story about a man who cursed his country. He was young and impressionable. And he regretted it. But in that penalty, the most important thing really was not that he grew to love his country, but he grew close to God. God and country. For those Boy Scouts out there, those Girl Scouts, I don't know if they still have that badge that you have to work for, God and community, God and country. How much are you willing to sacrifice for your nation? What's going on right now can only be stopped by we the people. I said yesterday it's time to take out the trash. I have five, it says five, but there's really more than five of these senators that Kavanaugh is on his, whether he gets confirmed or not, or in the laps of these people. Three of them are Republicans, at least in name. Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Jeff Flake of Arizona. Jeff Flake has nothing to lose, and the other two are not up for re-election just yet. Then there are two Democrats, but there are really more than two Democrats, so I'm not sure what they're saying here. Heidi Heitkamp, who is up for election in North Dakota, and right now she's behind in the polls. If you pay attention to the polls, she's 10 points behind. And Joe Manchin, the third of West Virginia. But there is another Democrat, and that is Missouri, Claire McCaskill, who has already vowed, regardless, that she will vote against Brett Kavanaugh. So I guess his, you know, it's not in her hands because she's already made her vow. But the people of Missouri, the people of North Dakota, the people of these states, Arizona, Alaska, Maine, West Virginia, you need to make your voices heard. All the Democrats, all the Republicans need to know we're sick and tired of their charades, their donkey and elephant circus show that they put on all the time. We're sick and tired of it. They're wasting time. They're wasting taxpayer dollars. And they're getting rich. 202-224-3121. If you're not willing to make your voice heard, you're condemning your children, your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren to socialist slavery. And it's that plain and simple. So it is up to you, it's up to me, it's up to us to make those phone calls, to make those contacts, and bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.